Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. German scam call activity has reached a record high with nearly 6 million fraud calls and escalating tactics ranging from impersonation to prize scams. O2 Telefonica has launched its AI assistant, Oma Hilda, as a free digital service that educates users on fraud prevention via interactive video calls. And Vodafone is set to adjust its mobile contract pricing for gigamobile tariffs with an uncertain timeline and a promotional discount strategy.
The Spiegel.de reports that the number of scam calls in Germany has reached a new record level this year, with fraudulent approaches by imposters posing as PayPal staff, postal workers, or even Europol officers using telephone calls to deceive citizens. The report, based on an analysis by the Clever Dialer app, indicates that nearly 6 million spam calls were recorded, with October peaking at 654,101 instances. The evaluation shows a clear upward trend as the average number of spam calls per user has nearly doubled in the past 2 years, rising from about 25 to 47 calls per user, while some users receive up to 3,000 scam calls annually. It describes various tactics adopted by fraudsters, such as prize scams that lure victims into paying a fee, subscription scams where victims are misled about unwanted high-cost subscriptions, and impersonation of bank employees to obtain sensitive two-factor authentication codes. The article also highlights ongoing challenges with regulatory efforts, noting that even though the Federal Network Agency blocks thousands of numbers, scammers continuously evade these measures by using rotating or spoofed numbers, which makes the enforcement a persistent cat-and-mouse game.
According to the TOnline.de article, O2 Telefonica has recently introduced an AI assistant named Oma Hilda as a novel digital service intended to protect consumers from telephone and online fraud. This innovation, provided free of charge through video calls, enables users to interact with the assistant by asking open-ended questions or describing real-life situations for which the AI offers both audio and visual feedback. The assistant educates users on common scams, such as fake package delivery notifications, phishing emails, and fraudulent calls from supposed authorities. The telecomhandle.de article reinforces these points by highlighting that the AI avatar, which explains popular scams through real-time video interactions, operates as a standalone educational tool separate from existing technical protection measures, like the O2 Online Shoots Plus service. Additionally, both sources note that the development of Oma Hilda, in collaboration with Munich-based startup Moonscale, builds on successful insights from a previous British model, effectively adapting the strategy to address the specific fraud prevention needs of the German market. Alongside Oma Hilda, a secondary avatar named Nicholas has also been developed, further enriching the innovative approach.
InsideDigital.de reports that Magenta TV, managed by Telecom, is expanding its channel offerings with up to 40 additional fast channels by the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The expansion includes channels that are free to use as they are fully ad-supported, and the service currently offers channels featuring archived series, films, and sports formats. The initial rollout includes the channels Cult Krimi, Telenovela ZDF, World of Free Sports, and Film Gold, with 6 new channels, including Skur and Landless TV, scheduled to launch in December. The initiative aims primarily at generating advertising contacts rather than enhancing the subscription content, which may benefit users who enjoy linear, background viewing versus on-demand streaming. Furthermore, for the upcoming World Cup, Magenta TV is positioned as a key platform by offering 104 games, including 44 exclusive matches with extended live broadcasts and UHD quality from the USA and Mexico, underlining its competitive positioning in the market.
Teltarif.de reports a challenging situation in Mainz, where three private network operators are entangled in a fierce race to deploy fiber connections, causing delays and uncertainty for residents. The article explains that Deutsche Giganetz, Vodafone, through the joint venture OXG, and WestConnect, a subsidiary of E.ON, are actively competing for market presence. Despite these efforts, citizens in the affected Mainz districts feel frustrated because none of the providers have managed to cover the area comprehensively. At the start, a brief mention notes that 1&1 now simplifies the eSIM activation process with a single-click solution, although the focus remains on the fiber rollout struggles. Telterif.de describes the competitive pressure whereby Deutsche Giganetz observed that its intensive local advertising, conducted in several districts since 2023, failed to elicit the expected customer readiness for a fiber connection in the home, leading to the postponement of its rollout plans in Mainz for the time being. Following this, the article details that Deutsche Giganetz has expressed concern over the competitive activities in parts of the planned rollout cluster. It reveals that marketing and construction activities by other providers have directly hindered its project ambitions in areas such as Lerchenberg, Finthen, Dresse, Marienborn, and Ebersheim. Deutsche Giganetz has even reached out via email to customers in Mainz, urging them to refrain from canceling their contracts. The communication highlights that customers currently have the flexibility to end their contracts within 24 months without penalties, a ruling that has contributed to wider uncertainty in the telecommunications industry. This sense of urgency is compounded by a judicial decision from the Hanseatic Higher Regional Court that has reinforced the right of customers to cancel their contracts, further complicating the planning for network expansion. In a further development, Deutsche Giganetz admits in its press release that it will henceforth collaborate only with selected construction partners to ensure high quality and customer satisfaction. The decision is seen as a strategic focus on projects with high demand and reliable building conditions. With resources tied up for the next 12 months on ongoing projects, residents in Mainz may not see significant construction progress until 2026. Overall, Telterif.de emphasizes how intense competitive pressures and resource constraints are currently curbing the expansion plans, leaving stakeholders in a state of cautious anticipation.
In a detailed report by Horizont.net, the impact of AI on the communications industry's labor market is explored, describing a dramatic shift from earlier optimistic views to a current trend of significant job cuts. The article explains that earlier studies and surveys had suggested that generative AI would merely automate repetitive tasks and free up capacity for creative and strategic work, with minimal reduction in workforce numbers. However, the narrative has changed as major corporations such as Microsoft, SAP, Amazon, Lufthansa, and HP begin cutting thousands of jobs across departments like organization, administration, IT, product development, sales, and customer support. The report highlights that several companies in the communications sector, including Intel, TikTok in Berlin, Statista, Territory, and even Salesforce, whose CEO Mark Benioff confirmed layoffs of around 4,000 customer service staff, are experiencing a forced downsizing driven by the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of AI agents working round the clock. Industry voices cited in the article, such as Larissa Pohl of the GWA and Karsten Rasner of the BVDW, underscore that while the economic climate plays a significant role in these employment shifts, the ongoing transformation powered by AI is already reshaping work processes and raising serious concerns about future talent acquisition and innovation within the field.
In the realm of connectivity and transport regulation, the recent report from Golem.de provides a detailed insight into the current state of Deutsche Bahn's onboard network capabilities. The article explains that many DB long-distance trains still operate without onboard 5G routers. In such crowded environments, passengers rely on their own 5G-enabled devices rather than a centralized Wi-Fi service, which quickly results in overloaded nearby cellular masts and subsequent performance degradation. Since February 2023, it was communicated that the Federal Ministry of Transport and DB decided not to upgrade the existing 4G repeaters in long-distance trains to 5G-capable devices. Instead, DB is considering mobile signal permeable windows as a more sustainable solution that supports current mobile frequencies as well as future ones, including 5G and international frequency bands. Transitioning from the regulatory decision to technological advancements, the report further describes the limitations of the current onboard Wi-Fi system. A spokesperson from DB highlighted that the performance of the installed system is not designed to handle thousands of users simultaneously, emphasizing that the usage of numerous modems would be impractical and costly. Karsten Kemeter, CTO for Nachrichten Technik at DB, stressed the challenges posed by this outdated system, which further underscores the need for modern connectivity solutions. In response to these issues, DB began deploying redundant 5G WLAN systems in several trains starting in November 2025. Load tests in a 450-passenger train revealed impressive peak speeds of more than 1.2 gigabit per second. The final part of the report focuses on the improvements implemented. Michael Muehlhaus, head of digital connectivity at DB Fernverkehr, confirmed on LinkedIn that the ICE 3 Neo is now equipped with a state-of-the-art, redundant 5G WLAN system, ensuring a stable connection for high-demand scenarios. The rollout is supported by strategic partnerships with Swedish router manufacturers iCamera and Westermo Network Technologies, as well as Siemens Mobility. Overall, Golem.tee's article illustrates how regulatory decisions and technological upgrades are converging to address the growing challenges in onboard connectivity, offering a comprehensive view of the current and future landscape in transportation network management.
InsideDigital.de reports that Vodafone is preparing to adjust its pricing for mobile contracts, particularly affecting its gigamobile tariffs, though the exact timing remains uncertain. The article explains that many dates are circulating, with some media suggesting changes could occur as early as the 10th of December or the 16th of December. However, Vodafone has not confirmed any of these dates, leaving potential customers unclear about when the new pricing will apply. The report details that while new list prices, mainly for smartphone contracts, have begun to circulate, SIM-only offers are expected to remain mostly unchanged. It further highlights that Vodafone appears to be implementing a strategy where price increases are later cushioned by a 25% promotional discount, a tactic that could obscure the visible impact of higher prices. The report from InsideDigital.de emphasizes that the current pricing conditions remain valid for contracts signed before the unknown cutoff date, creating a level of uncertainty about the future cost structure. This evolving pricing strategy may influence consumer decision-making, given that the balance between standard list pricing and promotional discounts is not yet fully transparent. The article underlines the need for clarity in Vodafone's communication, as the ambiguity regarding the effective date of these adjustments poses challenges for both existing and potential customers. Overall, InsideDigital.de paints a picture of a competitor maneuvering carefully in a climate of mixed signals, leaving the market to watch closely how these changes will be implemented.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically,